Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming here today. I apologize for the delay as we were just finalizing some of the details that we wanted to release today. My name is Jim Black. I'm the Chief of Police for the City of Crystal Lake. I know you've all been following this case over the last 6 days as events have unfolded. I have a brief statement prepared, and I will not be taking any questions as this is still an active and ongoing investigation, and we are still reviewing and processing evidence at this time. Special Agent in Charge of the FBI Office, Jeff Sillette, is here with me today. He will be giving a brief statement when I conclude my briefing. It is with heavy heart that the Crystal Lake Police Department reports that we have located what we believe to be the body of Andrew A.J. Friend earlier this morning. During the overnight hours, investigators with the Crystal Lake Police Department and the FBI interviewed both the mother, Joanne Cunningham, and the father, Andrew Friend Sr., after information was obtained through a forensic analysis of cell phone data. Once presented with the evidence obtained by investigators, both Joanne and Andrew Sr. provided information that ultimately led to the recovery, what we believe is the recovery, of deceased subject AJ. Investigators located what they believe to be AJ's body, buried in a shallow grave wrapped in plastic in a remote area of Woodstock, Illinois. The McHenry County Coroner's Office is on scene with the FBI Evidence Recovery Unit right now as we speak. The cause of death is unknown at this time, and it will be determined at a later date by the McHenry County Coroner's Office. Based on the current information and evidence, both Joanne Cunningham and Andrew Friend are being charged with the death and disappearance of AJ. Both are in police custody at this time. Joanne Cunningham has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder, 4 counts of aggravated battery, 2 counts of aggravated domestic battery, and 1 count of failure to report a missing or child death. Andrew Friend Sr. has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of aggravated battery, 1 count of aggravated domestic battery, 2 counts of concealment of homicidal death, and 1 count of failure to report missing or child death. On behalf of the Crystal Lake Police Department, I would like to thank the FBI, the McHenry County State's Attorney's Office, and other local, state, and county law enforcement and fire department and emergency management entities. Their assistance was instrumental in bringing closure to this investigation. To AJ's family, it is my hope that you may have some solace in knowing that AJ is no longer suffering and his killers have been brought to justice. I would also like to thank the community for their support and assistance during this difficult time. To AJ, we know you're at peace playing in heaven's playground and are happy you no longer have to suffer. The outcome of this case is a result of the extraordinary efforts of all the investigators directly involved in this case. Because the charges resulting from this investigation are based largely on evidence recovered, we will not be providing any further details in an effort to protect the integrity of this criminal prosecution. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chief Black, to members of the community, to AJ's family. Our deepest and heartfelt condolences on AJ's loss. This is not the outcome that we want to talk about when we come before you, but it is the unfortunate result in this investigation. I spent the last 2 hours here with the folks that are conducting this investigation, and I want to tell you how personally proud I am to be a member of the law enforcement community and to call the chief a partner and a friend. Listening to the emotion and the commitment that our folks as a team have exhibited over the last 6 days to bring justice really, really brings a lot of emotion to me. And those emotions are mixed. One is that emotion of pride to be part of something that is positive, which is the outcome of getting justice. Part two is the sadness that we have a dead 5-year-old child who has now been recovered based on the efforts of some incredible investigative work. Talking through the investigation with my troops and the troops of the chief, it was apparent to me that nobody was going to sleep and nobody will sleep until justice is brought for AJ. This is the beginning of that process, and the process of healing for your community and for the family, but please know that local, state, and federal law enforcement stand side by side to ensure that we follow through and that justice is served. I want to thank the Crystal Lake Police Department for your incredible professionalism and your commitment to keeping your community safe. Thank you for inviting the FBI in to assist you in bringing justice. And I want to give a personal thanks to all of my troops who have been out here 24 hours a day since Thursday morning to make sure that justice is brought. Thank you.